T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We head out on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. We welcome in Brad Rowland. You can find Brad, his podcast, Locked on Hawks. You can find it wherever you get your podcast from. Brad, kind enough to hang with us for a little while. Brad, it's a five-game winning streak gets snapped last night. Before we get to last night now, five wins in a row. Hawks have still won 7 out of the last 10. What do you see that's different about this club? You just heard from Landry Fields. What do you see that's different from this club over that stretch?
Yeah, I think that winning streak, a lot of it comes down to both being healthier and kind of being complete in the first time all season, pretty much. And also, there's a lot of things, but I think the play of the two star guards, both together and separately, is a huge part of it. DeJounte Murray having his best stretch of the season. Trae Young playing much better, I think playing much more within the structure of the team as well, more of a facilitator, obviously can still score at a high level as well. But I think the offense and mostly being juiced by those two guys is the biggest on-court factor in addition to being a lot healthier now than they were earlier in the season.
What's the future of DeJounte Murray here? Is there a chance that he's here for a long time?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you trade as much as they did for DeJounte Murray, you have to do so, maybe not assuming, but certainly planning on keeping him firm. They paid a very hefty price for him without going all the way down the rabbit hole. It's tough to extend him because they can only offer so much money, and I think he won't be able to. Honestly, he won't take what they can legally offer him until he hits free agency. So there's going to be some drama there probably at the end of next season when he's a free agent. But I think certainly the plan was when they traded for him to try to lock him up long-term, and as long as the Hawks are winning at a decent clip, I expect it to probably happen.
Brad Rowland from Locked on Hawks hanging with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Landry Fields mentioned the outside noise, and we've seen it before where that can kind of galvanize a team in a locker room. Do you think that has had an effect on this team? Maybe the chatter about whether it's the future of Trae Young or the future of Nate McMillan. Has any of that played a role in what we've seen?
I think it could be, it's sort of overblown, if that makes sense, but at the same time, it certainly can play a part. And unless you're in that locker room, you never really know, but you know, the timing is interesting for sure. I think the scuttlebutt behind the scenes reached a fever pitch in the last couple of weeks, and the Hawks responded to that by playing very well and playing their best stretch of the season. So whether that's correlation or causation, we really don't know at this point, but I'm sure that there was probably some candid conversations about what was happening and what wasn't happening. And I think they know they've been playing below their talent level to this point in the season. I think they've said that on the record. Multiple guys have said that, and I would certainly agree with that. So I think it's more just like playing up to their level that they probably can and should be playing at. But if that takes some outside pressure or some outside noise to help them sort of get together and get on the same page, certainly that worked out very well for them.
We got a lot of basketball left to be played. Is there a run in this team? Can they challenge the top of the East?
I think that in the regular season, like, it's pretty unlikely that they'll be able to get to the very top. If they have to be just extremely hot to catch the likes of Boston in particular. I think that top four, maybe top five, is probably going to stay the same with regard to maybe not the order, but certainly that top group, unless something just falls off the table. But I think the Hawks' more realistic goal probably should be to avoid the play-in, and that's kind of what they've been saying all the way along. Obviously, that was a goal that was they were trying to aim higher than that coming into the year, but now that you've played more than half the season, you're hovering around 500, I think now, more practically, trying to be the sixth seed would be a very good realistic goal, because they're right there on the cusp of that. Obviously, losing last night was not a great way to kind of continue that. But, you know, big picture, like you said, they're playing much better recently. Could they get to the top four or five? Sure, they could. I think this has been a second-half team the last couple of years. But as far as getting all the way, at least before the playoffs, all the way to the top, you know, two or three, that's probably not going to happen because you just need so much help. But the Hawks are certainly capable of winning at a 50-win level from this point forward, and that would put you back into that high 40s win range, which is kind of all you have to get out of the play-in.
Brad Rowland from Locked On Hawks hanging with us, talking a little Hawks basketball here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brad, look, there's been a change in the front office. Travis Schlenk is out. Landry Fields take over. This is a young core in the front office now for the Hawks. How active, how aggressive do you think this group may be as we approach the NBA's trade deadline?
It's really interesting all the way around because, like you said, this is a very young group. You know, Landry Fields has been around front offices, but he's a first-time number one decision maker. You have Kyle Korver, who is, of course, beloved around here for his playing days and is well-respected, but has never been in this kind of role before. You have a group that's just kind of never done this before, and the way that it changed over and when it changed over in the middle of the season is not the usual operating. So that's one part of this. And the second part is, the Hawks are in this range where they could either buy or sell based on the standings. You know, if they kept losing in the last couple of weeks, you could have talked about selling. And now, with this winning streak, at least before it sort of ended last night, you talk about buying. But there's been, I don't know if it's a mandate, but there's been a lot of discussion. I think the Hawks have been pretty, you know, transparent about this, that they're trying to stay under the luxury tax this year. And in order to buy, they're pretty close to the tax. So every move has to be viewed through the financial lens. Fans shouldn't like that, honestly, and won't like that, but it's part of the reality of this, too. So they'll be active. I know they will be active. They'll be making calls. John Collins is always talked about as a potential trade guy. But there's so many complicating factors right now that it's hard to say, like, which direction they're going to go or how aggressive they'll be. But I am very confident they'll be making some calls in the next 2.5 weeks.
Can you separate what's important and what's not from all those rumors that have circulated, Brad? Everything from, you know, Trae Young not flying back with the team after the playoffs last year, to, you know, maybe things in that locker room not being great between some of those guys. The front office situation, Travis Schlenk wanting to trade Trae Young reportedly. I mean, can you separate what's important that we should take from all of that to from what really doesn't matter in the big picture of things? Because I said here last week, Brad, when there's that much smoke surrounding a team, there's got to be at least a little bit of fire somewhere, but decipher for us what's important and what's not.
Yeah, the way you put that at the end there is what I would certainly echo. I think that whether the Hawks want to admit it or not, there's been a lot of, let's just say, instability from what I hear behind the scenes. Not all in the locker room, not all in the front office, just a lot of noise. And yeah, some of it might not be true. It's just that's one of the nature of the beast things when you cover a sports league and a sports team, is that not everything's going to be 100%. That gets out there, but there's been enough out there where I certainly think there's been some instability, some infighting, however you want to put that, behind the scenes. As far as the Trae stuff, I think that we're a long way away from the Hawks seriously considering trading Trae Young. I think it would probably still have to take Trae actively trying to push his way out for that to happen, which I've not heard is going to happen anytime soon. So I put that to the side. That's one that I'm kind of ignoring for now. I know those are sort of juicy details that have been reported, but that's not a huge factor for me. It's more of what's going on in the front office. Now that's sort of been settled in a little bit more with this new space, new regime, maybe a little bit more settled in now, a little bit less drama would be nice in that group. And the locker room, like, I have not heard is in terrible shape. I don't know if it's a perfect locker room like most locker rooms are. But I think, you know, I'm focusing more on the basketball side. And, you know, they have some moves they can make for sure. But as far as, like, the way that I put it now, at least after this winning spree, is that winning can cure a lot of things. And having been around the team the last couple of days with some home games, the vibe was a lot better. And that's not a huge surprise. When you win games, everybody is happier, from front office to coaching staff to players in the locker room, everyone. And yeah, kind of a bad loss last night, but before that, like, I think it was demonstratively apparent to me that everyone was in a better place because they're just winning games. And I think a lot of the negativity happening earlier in the season was tied to the Hawks not winning at the level that they hoped they were with.
Nate McMillan survived this?
It's interesting. I think it's been reported, and I've heard this. I'll be kind of surprised if he's back next year, both because of what's been out there about him, you know, considering, you know, either retirement or resignation. Also, of course, the factor of the Hawks could at least move on from him if they want to. Those two sides both having some potential willingness to move on leads me to that. You know, if the Hawks finish this season on a super high note, maybe that changes, but you know, I never would get to the point right now in the season where I'm saying he's definitely going to be gone. But anytime anybody's asked me in the last few weeks, maybe even a couple months, I would say, look, if I had to guess, he won't be back next year. But it may not be a firing. It may just be that Nate's kind of ready to move on. Nate's been around for a long time. Nate is in the top 20 all time in coaching wins in the NBA. You don't get that out of nowhere. He's been around for a long time. I think there was enough buzz about him not being super happy with the way things have gone to where that could happen too. So could he survive it? Yeah, I've actually heard that the Hawks have tried actively to keep him, have him stay during this period when it was reported that he was considering stepping down. The Hawks were seemingly looking to have him stick around. So I can see both sides of that, but I think if I had to guess a year from now if he's still the coach, I'd probably say no.
Brad Rowland, Locked On Hawks, and he's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, check out Locked On Hawks. It's a podcast. It's every day, and it covers the Atlanta Hawks. So, Brad, let's go to last night for a second. How do you let a 19-point third quarter slip away against Charlotte?
Yeah, it was a tough one for sure. And I think they have a built-in, I don't want to say excuse, but maybe explanation of it being the second out of a back-to-back, probably some heavy legs. And Charlotte was a much more rested team. They hadn't played in a couple days. And those factors do matter in the NBA as much as sort of the outsiders don't always think about that. I think that was part of it. But even after I say that, there's no excuse for losing a 19-point lead against a team that, number one, you're better than. You're better than the Hornets. You're more talented than they are. You're playing at home. And the Hawks just didn't execute on either end of the floor in the second half last night. The offense, after a period where they were just red hot for like 4.5 games basically on offense, they kind of fall off a cliff. The ball movement stopped. They got more stagnant, sort of back to their old habits. And then defensively, they just could not get stops when they had to have them. Charlotte was definitely shooting the ball well, but the Hawks were kind of a jumbled mess. And look, they almost still pulled it out at the end. There was the controversial call in the final seconds. But the way that I would put that is, like, I didn't love that call by any means, but the Hawks also put themselves in a position where they could lose on one play, which that should have been a comfortable win last night. And because it wasn't, that adds some variance, and it went the wrong way on them.
Now you start the road trip tomorrow night in Chicago against the Bulls. Quickly, Brad, a little bit of a preview of what you expect to go down tomorrow night in Chicago.
It's a pretty interesting test, I think, for the Hawks. You know, Chicago actually is coming back from Paris where they played on Thursday in the annual Paris game. So some uncertainty there. You know, anytime a team is flying back from overseas, they haven't played since Thursday, so kind of a long break there. And the Hawks have not been great on the road this season. Chicago is a pretty similar opponent. I think the Hawks are better than the Bulls, but not a ton, and having to go up there. So it's kind of one of those feels of a kind of a coin flip game in my mind because of all the uncertainty. The Hawks, if they play the way they played during the winning streak, they are the better team in my mind and should win that game. But if it's more like the second half last night, then obviously a little bit less exciting. And the big thing is to stay in front of DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, the two standouts for the Bulls. If those two guys are at least kept in check, the Hawks will be in good shape.
Brad Rowland, Locked On Hawks. Brad, appreciate it, man. As always, we'll be in touch soon.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.